In the State Capture Commission report, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo described in detail how Mueni, the then chair of SIA, was complicit in the airline's demise. He notes that Mueni went from being an underperforming member of the previous board to the acting chair and then later to chair the board of the directors. I quote, "She proceeded through a mixture of negligence, incompetence and deliberate corrupt intent to dismantle governance procedures at SIA, create a climate of fear and intimidation, and make a series of operational choices at SIA that saw its decline into a shambolic state," unquote. The question is, will the hundreds of millions of rand that Dudu Mueni cost us at African Airways ever be recovered? Will Mueni be held to account for these losses? How will the brave whistleblowers and employees who stood up against Mueni and lost their jobs, livelihoods and careers ever be compensated? And the big question, will SIA ever lift off the ground again? It took our time, the SIA Pilots Association, more than 3 years to win the court case which declared Mueni a delinquent director for life. A case that was launched while Mueni was still the SIA chair. Other board members who were implicated were not included in this action due to the high costs involved for ATA. And now they may escape similar delinquency declarations due to a legal time bar. The Zondo report recommends that the time to lodge a delinquency application in terms of the Companies Act should be extended beyond the current 24 months from the end of the directorship. This is a recommendation that ATA fully supports. The Zondo report confirms without any doubt that Dudusil Cynthia Mueni was SIA's wrecking ball, and she is still not prepared to acknowledge any wrongdoing at SIA. She's not prepared to take responsibility for the lives and livelihoods that she wrecked. She's not prepared to take responsibility for the hundreds of millions of rand that she wasted, and she still believes that she is untouchable and protected. ATA fully supports the recommendation of the Zondo Commission that the NPA must investigate whether Mueni should be prosecuted for fraud and corruption.